Growing chaos in northern Syria.
Turkish troops advancing more quickly than anyone had expected.
Demanding answers in another Texas police shooting.
My daughter had a whole life in front of her.
How safe is your home?
We cloned a key fob to a Washington apartment building. And it works.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Chaos along the border in northern Syria 1 week after President Trump announced U.S. troops would be moving out, paving the way for a Turkish invasion. Correspondent Charlie Daggett has just crossed over into Iraq after a warning the situation would be changing quickly and dramatically.
America's allies hear that Kurdish forces were taking a pummeling, Turkish troops advancing more quickly than anyone had expected. On the ground, Turkish-backed Syrian militias. They even filmed themselves executing Kurdish soldiers and civilians on the roadside. Dozens of civilians have been killed, more than 130,000 people displaced. Hundreds of ISIS family members and supporters had escaped from a detention camp. Kurdish forces were struggling to contain 11,000 ISIS detainees, and dozens of high-value prisoners were never handed over to U.S. forces, despite President Trump's assurances. This relatively peaceful part of Syria has now descended into chaos and violence.
It's not clear how many U.S. troops remain in Syria. CBS's David Martin is at the Pentagon.
The president made the decision Saturday night, and Defense Secretary Mark Esper revealed it Sunday on Face the Nation with Margaret Brennan.
He directed that we begin a deliberate withdrawal of forces from northern Syria.
The decision was also motivated by the expected and now announced deal between the Kurds and the Syrian government, backed by Russia.
It sounds a lot like they were being left to be slaughtered. So what choice were they left other than to find someone else to protect them?
Look, the Kurds have been very good partners in the de-ISIS campaign. They were very good fighters on the battlefield. We obviously enabled that as well. But at the same time, we didn't sign up to fight the Turks on their behalf.
House Democrats are scheduled to hear from a former Russia expert at the White House today in their impeachment inquiry. One of the people at the heart of the Ukraine controversy is weighing in. Correspondent Nancy Cortez.
Speaking to reporters in Iowa, former Vice President Biden praised his son's decision not to serve on boards of or work on behalf of foreign-owned companies if his father is elected.
No one in my family will have an office in the White House, will sit in meetings as if they're a cabinet member, will in fact have any business relationship with anyone that relates to a foreign corporation or a foreign country, period.
It was Hunter Biden's work for a Ukrainian energy company that President Trump and his allies were pressuring Ukraine to investigate, even though there was no evidence of wrongdoing. CBS News has learned that the president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, is now being scrutinized by federal investigators for his relationship with two men with ties to Ukraine who were arrested last week.
Our new CBS News Battleground Tracker poll shows Elizabeth Warren widening her lead over Joe Biden 31% to 25% in early Democratic primary and caucus states, with voters leaning toward the candidate they believe could better fend off attacks by President Trump. The family of a Texas woman wants to know why she was shot to death by police inside her own home. CBS's Omar Villafranca is in Fort Worth.
Marquise Jefferson and the Fort Worth community are seeking justice for his daughter, Tatiana.
I mean, it's senseless.
She was up late playing video games with her 8-year-old nephew on Saturday. Body camera video shows police shot and killed her in her own home.
I called because I was concerned for my neighbors.
It began when James Smith called the Fort Worth Police non-emergency number about Jefferson's home around 2 a.m. on Saturday.
Well, the front doors have been open since 10 o'clock.
What I witnessed was three or four tactical officers. In less than a minute, I heard a gunshot.
Fort Worth Police released body camera video showing one officer outside the house with a flashlight.
Put your hands up! Show me your hands!
On that body camera video, the officer never identified himself as police before firing a shot into a window.
Husband and wife professors from MIT and a third researcher from Harvard share this year's Nobel Prize for Economics for new approaches to tackling global poverty. 46-year-old Esther Duflo of MIT, the youngest to win the award, and only the second woman. Modern living may come with a high security price tag. Our CBS News radio investigation finds digital cards are cheap and easy to replicate. Correspondent Steve Dorsey.
We now copy key fobs and access cards
in just a matter of seconds.
Hold your card or fob to the scanner below.
This machine can copy an electronic key to offices, vehicles, and even homes.
We cloned a key fob to a Washington apartment building. And it works, just like the original.
For us, it costs about $25 during a visit to 7-Eleven, where the company Kimi owns the touchscreen machine that also cuts brass keys. And while locksmiths and self-service machines at hardware stores have long been able to duplicate metal keys, there's never been anything like this.
Everybody's freaking out about it.
Security consultant Jim Elder says Kimi has made it cheap and easy to copy electronic keys, often known as proximity cards, to buildings across the U.S. thought to be secure.
I don't know anybody in my business who would recommend proximity cards. Now, just because of the ability to clone that card.
CBS News security analyst Paul Violas warns Kimi allows criminals access to vehicles, schools, and other buildings with untrackable keys.
I would never give this my level of endorsement, nor would anyone that's really looking at protecting the public good.
But Kimi founder and CEO Greg Marsh says his machines make key copying more secure than it's ever been.
We can determine who made the key via the financial paper trail we have, security footage like an ATM, timestamp, and what key was actually made.
Your key can be copied to...
But security experts worry Kimi could unlock new threats to buildings across the country.
All done.
Steve Dorsey, CBS News, Washington.
4 weeks into the GM strike, car service departments beginning to feel the pinch. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert.
With parts depots shut down, service departments are feeling the strain. Dealer Charlie Gilchrist, who heads the National Automobile Dealers Association, says he has plenty of cars.
The ground stock that we have in inventory will carry us through. We'll probably run out after the strike's over and they're trying to ramp up production again.
Cox Automotive says even after 4 weeks, GM's inventories remain above industry average. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
Move over, goat yoga. There's a new rage among millennials. New York Times says they're grabbing their poles and hitting the stream to fly fish. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.